Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Maybe This Time by Jennifer Cruzy, performed by Angela Daw. This book is for Sarah and Cecilia, who want cereal for breakfast every day and who fill those days with joy. This book takes place in 1992. Because 1. Andy Miller sat in the reception room of her ex-husband's law office, holding on to 10 years of uncashed alimony checks and a lot of unresolved rage. This is why I never came back here, she thought. Nothing wrong with repressed anger as long as it stays repressed.
Miss Miller?
Andy jerked her head up and a lock of hair fell out of her chignon. She stuffed it back into the clip on the back of her head as North's neat, efficient secretary smiled at her, surrounded by the propriety of his Victorian architecture. If that secretary had a chignon, nothing would escape from it. North was probably crazy about her.
Mr. Archer will see you now, the secretary said.
Well, good for him. Andy stood up, yanked on the hem of the only suit jacket she owned, and then wondered if she'd sounded hostile.
He's really very nice, the secretary said.
No, he isn't. Andy strode across the ancient rug to the door of North's office, opened it before the secretary could get in ahead of her, and then stopped. North sat behind his walnut desk, his cropped blonde hair almost white in the sunlight from the window behind him. His wire-rimmed glasses had slid too far down his nose again, and his shirt sleeves were rolled up over his forearms. Still playing racquetball, Andy thought. And his shoulders were as straight as ever as he studied the papers spread out across the polished top of the desk. He looked exactly the way he had 10 years ago when she'd bumped her suitcase on the doorframe on her way out of town.
Miss Miller is here,
his secretary said from behind her, and he looked up at her over his glasses. And the years fell away, and she was right back where she'd begun, staring into those blue-gray eyes, her heart pounding. After what seemed like forever, he stood up.
Andromeda, thank you for coming.
She crossed the office, smiled tightly at him over the massive desk, decided that shaking his hand would be weird, and sat down. I called you, remember? Thank you for seeing me. North sat down, saying,
Thank you, Kristen,
to his secretary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?